Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's message is Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This past Sunday, I had the privilege to preach at Grace Lutheran Chapel in Bellefontaine Neighbors and lead the adult Bible class. The Bible class is in between the two services, and as I walked into the small cafeteria where that class is held, it was packed. People were there, more people than usual, because of what had happened last week. And they wanted to know and to talk and to discuss, so we set aside that prepared lesson, and the question was simply, what issues does this terrorist attack raise for our faith? And the class was off and running. We covered many hills on that theological landscape that day. Because the people there wanted more than God bless America, give blood, pray. They wanted to know. And they wanted to know about their faith. And one of the questions simply was, where was God? And in the midst of that discussion, one of the women in the class simply brought to the surface the reality of what had happened by saying it could have been just as easily one of us. Because there is sin deep within all of us that gives expression in many various ways. It should not surprise us that evil can be despicable and wickedness unspeakable. And horrendous cruelty occur. It started in a garden. And two firstborn sons, one murders the other. And it has continued through all the ages. And in the face of that kind of unspeakable evil, unbearable cruelty, wickedness, sin deep within us, where is God and where do we find him? It is a treasure. It is a treasure to have our confessions, to norm and inform and form the answers. For on that Bible class on Sunday, I realized just how treasured they were. Where was God? He is the God of both kingdoms. There is God still in our society, in the government, in the laws that brings order out of chaos and curbs even greater wickedness. He is the God of providential care. He is the one who reaches into our lives with workers and helpers and givers. He is the one who watches over our society as well. There may be weeks when that's a little bit harder to hold on to than others, but he is indeed our Creator God, whose care, his providential care, is always there. And yet that is not enough. There must be more to where we find God than in some vague in the face of a fireman or the hand or arm of somebody giving blood. And indeed there is. Our confession is simply unchanging. In the face of evil, God's answer, he is found first in a promise in a garden where he says he will crush the head of evil. He is found in the face of one who is born and who grows up to say such treasured words as, "Philip, I've been with you so long. Don't you know anyone who has seen me has seen the Father?" Where is God in the face of unspeakable evil and terror? He's in the face of one hanging on a cross whose face is contorted in agony and pain and tears because of the evil and the horrendous cruelty and wickedness of the sin deep within us that has been placed upon him. There God is found. And he is found 3 days later as he comes out of that grave with life. And when he ascends into heaven and sits at God's right hand in power, where is God in the face of evil? It's Jesus. And in the place of death and wickedness and sin and chaos, he brings love and forgiveness and acceptance and life. And that confession is unchanged yesterday and today. In one of the meetings we were having at a seminary, another professor here, one of my colleagues, simply said that one of the distinctives of Lutheran theology is not necessarily its law and gospel. There are many denominations that will talk about sin and grace. What sets us apart is our doctrine of means of grace. When we want to go looking for God, or he comes looking for us, it is through word and baptism and supper. Where is God in the face of unspeakable evil? It is the same Jesus, the one of love and forgiveness and acceptance and life, who comes to us in his word, that precious gospel, and in his sacraments. Yes, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. There will come a day when he will return. And on that day, there will be no more terror, no more evil, no more destruction, no more death. Evil will be crushed. And he will take to himself in all joy those who are his own. That is our unchanging confession. That is where God is found, in the face of unspeakable evil. And that is a confession we have courage to make to a world such as ours. Not as individuals standing by ourselves, as if it's some sort of American ideal of that rugged individual standing against the winds of wickedness. No, we make that kind of courageous confession because we belong to his church. It is in the church that faith was born and learned and nurtured and formed and preserved. Consider your leaders who spoke the word to you. Imitate their faith. We have a treasure in our confession. Those unchanging confessions. For they inform, and they norm, and they form what we have to say with courage for such a time and such a world as this.